This podcast is made possible by the generosity of supporting members. Please visit dharmaocean.org to learn more about becoming a supporting member. You are listening to the Dharma Ocean podcast. In this talk, Reggie offers a teaching on the practice of lasang, a ritual in which we offer our ego to a fire. In offering our agendas, ambitions, judgments, and self-importance, we become ever more empty, open, and free. This talk was given at the 2002 Winter Datun Retreat, held in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado.
Welcome back, everyone. I wanted the people entering for week three just to stand briefly so we can see who you are. So thank you very much for joining us, and we won't be talking very much this week, but we will be aware of your presence. We're going to do a lasang now outside, and I want to say a few things about that. So now we are entering week three, and we have crossed the outer oceans and the western oceans, and now we're entering the final great sea as we sail to the place where the sun rises. So we won't be having any more people entering the Datun. This is it. We don't accept people for week four. So everybody is now on board who's going to be here. And we're going to start by doing, once again, the lasang ceremony. And this is the first time that the people coming in week two will be doing it, and also for week three people. First time, and I wanted the whole Datun to do it because we have this little problem, which is our constant judging of everything, and we really need to put that into the fire. Judgment in the way of judging oneself, judging one's neighbors, judging the Buddha Dharma, judging the staff, judging the food. This is a way we have of keeping ourselves intact. It's a self-defensive mechanism. And even though this is the way human beings usually work, the more judgments we indulge in, the less we can make the journey. So I want to invite the people who came in week two and the people who are entering this week, as I did at the beginning of the Datun, to surrender your agendas. It's natural to come to this kind of situation with a lot of agendas. This is how we get through life, agendas of all kinds. There's no problem with that. But sometimes we come to this kind of program, or maybe let's just say that some of us here have another agenda, which is a meta agenda, which is that not only do we have agendas, but we have another agenda, which is that we're not going to give up our agendas. And I know there are people here with that agenda, because I've talked to some of them. They come with agendas, but another agenda is I'm going to use this Datun to confirm my existence. In the outside world, we may be regarded as kind people, interesting people. We may be great social activists, and everybody thinks, oh, this is a really great person. Intellectuals, great mothers and fathers, whatever. But here we are nothing, any of us, we're nothing. And we have to be nothing, otherwise we can't make the journey. Now, of course, the journey to becoming nothing is a long one. But what I'm asking this morning is that our investment in being something is put into the fire. If we come here with our agendas and then we have the other agenda that we're going to use this program to try to become bigger and better, it's not going to work. And we will find ourselves struggling a very great deal and not much is going to happen. So I want to invite all of us to ask the lineage to accept our self-importance and our sense of being somebody grandiose in the world as very good fuel for this fire. Now, some people said to me last week, boy, that is so negative. Why are you so negative all the time? You know, I want to be somebody, and I'm going to be somebody. That's great, but this is not the program you should be at. If you think this is negative, what I'm saying, that you can give up your ego, then you have no understanding of what the Dharma is whatsoever. Giving up the ego is the gateway to life. It is the gift that needs to be given so that the compassion that is in us can flow forth freely. Being a big, important, solid person is evil. So get over it. Actually, to tell you the truth, you know, when people have been accusing me of being negative because I'm suggesting maybe they could let go of themselves, I think that's just an excuse. You know, we will all come up with any excuse we can to hang on to me. I'm going to hang on to me. And I'm going to come up with anything I can think of, philosophical, ethical, whatever, just so I can keep going. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it. I'm just saying don't do it here. It's like swimming against the tide. The Dhatun is a fast flowing river. And it's flowing down to the sea. And the sea is the sea of enlightenment. And if you're trying to swim in the other direction, it's really going to be hard work. It's very hard to swim against a river that is flowing swiftly in the opposite direction of where you're trying to go. So I think at this point, it's good to do a lasung. It's good to kind of all of us, every one of us, look at ourselves and see where we might be hanging on. And some of us who have been here for 2 weeks, you know, I think you're pretty worn down, honestly. But there's always more to give up. There's always more to give up on the journey. In fact, that's what the journey is. It's, you know, further surrendering of our security and, you know, realizing that within each one of us there is what's called the Buddha nature. And the Buddha nature is crying to emerge. It is striving to be given room to express itself. The Buddha nature in each one of us is utterly free, and it is utterly intelligent and filled with love. We are extraordinary, extraordinary beings, each one of us. But we have this little problem, which is that we want to hang on to a tiny version of the whole thing, which we call ego. We want to hang on to it because we're scared. But actually, you know, honestly, we're not really scared, we're just stubborn. And we use our alleged fear as another technique. Oh, I'm scared of sitting. I'm scared to actually be with myself. I'm really terrified. I'm going to have a panic attack now. These, believe it or not, are all techniques of ego. Ego is just so wily. There are all kinds of things. You know, my back hurts, my knee hurts, I can't eat Oreoki. All of it comes down to the same thing, as we don't want to give in to our awakened quality. We just don't want to do it. So in this Lhasang, I want to invite all of us to gather together all of our hesitation and all of our little petty little strategies for not simply being, and offer them into the fire. And we're offering him into the fire, and we're ultimately offering him to the lineage of awakened ones. Here it is. This is my offering. This is what I have to offer. So let's do that as a beginning, and please do it with a whole heart, and especially the people who are coming in newly into the program, and the week two people who we didn't do this with you. Please, agendas, anything that is holding you back, put it in the fire, and it's really okay to do it. You can really give it up. You don't have to carry it around. And I would include in there even religious identity and religious agendas. If you happen to be a practicing Christian or a practicing Buddhist, that's great, but put it in the fire. If you happen to be practicing Native American tradition, put it in the fire. Everything needs to go into the fire, so that the true spirituality of our life can emerge. And of course, the Lhasang is a symbol of our Datun, because the Datun is a fire. That's what we're doing. We're putting ourselves in that fire. And the Lhasang is a sort of statement for the next 2 weeks that is our intention, and that is why we're here, and that we want that to happen. So now it's time to pass out our paper. Do we have those? Yes, we have the chants, but I also want everyone to actually verbalize, you know, write down on white pieces of paper whatever it is you feel is holding you back and whatever it is that you want to offer into the fire. And if you happen to be a person who's cynical and thinks that this kind of thing is bullshit, I ask you to offer that into the fire too. In this culture, we have been brought up to be cynical and to distrust everything, especially things that are actually good. And that is a direct consequence of the teaching of original sin. We are deeply infected with the teaching of original sin in this culture, to the point where we honestly deep down believe that nothing is any good, nobody's any good, and anytime anyone presents anything that uplifted, that it's bullshit. And that is as Maladoma Somme once told me, he thinks from the viewpoint of his culture that is the most pitiful human attitude that could ever exist, that kind of cynicism. So if you happen to be that kind of person, and we all have elements of it, put it in the fire. Let it offer it as an offering. One thing about these kind of offerings is that in order to make the spiritual journey, we need a lot of outside help. And the only way in which we can get that outside help is through offerings. So one purpose in doing this, Lhasang, is to offer up who we are. And the second reason is to elicit, through that offering, elicit the help of the, you can think of it as the lineage, you can think of it as the goodness in the universe, you can think of it as whatever you want to. But we need outside help. And it's not going to come to us unless we offer something up first. We're not babies. You know, babies don't have to really offer anything up. They get the nipple. The nipple is provided. They don't have to do anything. And on some level, all of us would love to be back in that situation where we can just lie on our backs and have the cosmic nipple thrust into our mouth. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way in the spiritual life. We have to make the first move. And this is the first move, is going out and making this offering.
To download more of Reggie's teachings, find out about upcoming retreats, and to explore a variety of audio listening guides to assist you on your spiritual journey, please visit dharmaocean.org. Our music is by Jeff Beal and Nawang Ketchog from the album Tibet, Cry of the Snow Lion.